The question I ask myself is, you know, what makes this? It's like the question of the axiom, like what is the most fundamental axiom of the universe? And does this protocol satisfy the criteria of those axioms? And another main point we talked about today was interaction. Interaction is key. So how do systems emerge? How do they interact? How do they evolve? How do they evolve? So when I analyze the interaction of any of the blockchain systems, which are computationally bounded systems, as in like they need, they're built into computation, they're bounded by computation. And as I said earlier, Alan Turing pointed out that computation itself is an incomplete and inconsistent system. And this is akin to to language being incomplete and inconsistent also. So computation is built on language, and they're both fundamentally incomplete. So we're building a monetary system that is fundamentally incomplete and is bounded by the laws of thermodynamics. That's fine. And they make the argument that this is the most powerful monetary system we've had thus far. And I was, you know what I'll say? I'll say, let's say that that's the case, right? Okay, let's say that was the case. That makes sense as long as Einstein's representation of the universe remained the only system that we have to understand nature. As long as energy remains the only representation of natural phenomena, then we can say that might be the case. And what I realized that this system has a critical point of failure. And it's in that if someone else formalizes a more fundamental representation of how natural phenomena interacts, and this representation can derive Einstein's representation of nature, Einstein's discretized representation of nature, then this renders that system obsolete. Which means that if we're to develop our entire civilization going forward on this computationally bounded system like Bitcoin, or whatever other proof of nonsense they have, right? As long as it's bounded by energy computation, it's limited in its ability to be complete and consistent. If we go back to the basic laws of Gödel, Turing, Markov, etc. So the argument that I make is, yes, they say that it's the hardest money man has ever made. But I'll make the argument that it's as hard as a vase. You know, a vase for a flower. But if you drop that vase in the ground, that vase shatters. So I think that's the part that they leave out, is that when it comes time for this system to be tested, they will shatter. And that's because they're bounded into computational systems, computational representation. So my question became, how do we transcend that? How do we have a consensus mechanism that is not limited to a computer, right? And then this goes to nature. How the hell does nature do it? Now, I'm going back to the question of the room is, you know, how do we differentiate between nature's intelligence and artificial intelligence and human intelligence? Because there has to be some consensus that governs all three. And what is that consensus?